Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. If you're ever in town, we would love for you to visit us at one of our many church locations in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia, Cape Town, South Africa, Singapore, and Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. For more information about any of our church locations, head to planetshakers.com. Now to this week's podcast.
I've got a prophetic word. It's not the prophetic word for the year, but it's prophetic. And the word that I've got for you tonight is soar. This is the year you are going to soar above the atmospheres. This is the year you're going to soar above the atmospheres of fear. Anybody been fighting the spirit of fear lately? Well, this is the year the fear of failure is going to be under your feet. This is the year the fear of man is going to come under your feet. This is the year you're going to take off into the atmosphere and go above every fear in your life. If that's for you, give God a praise right now. Come on, let's go. For some of you, you're going to soar above your doubt. Anybody tired of doubting God? I want you for 20 seconds, clap your hands and break all the doubt. This is the year to not doubt. This is the year to believe God and go for it. Come on, go, 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 go. No more doubt. No more doubting God. Someone shout hallelujah. I'm telling you, this plane's about to take off. This is the year you're going to soar above unbelief. The world is full of unbelief, but this atmosphere is an atmosphere of faith right now. For some of you, you're going to carry this atmosphere into your apartment, into your home, into your wherever you're living. This is your university campus. You are going to carry an atmosphere of faith on campus this year. For 20 seconds, give God a praise that doubt, unbelief, and fear is coming down. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, no more fear. No more doubting God. Wow. God's going to cause you. God's going to cause you to go up another level of faith this year. I said God's going to cause you to go another level of faith this year. The things that felt impossible before are going to be possible this year. Hey, hey, come on, Planet Uni. We need someone to top the class this year. We need some honest students. We need someone who's going to lead the way. I need some uni students to lift their hands. That God is going to give you the supernatural power to overcome every test, every assignment, every project. Lift your hands, Planet Uni. I feel the anointing. Some of you, God is going to give you a dream to change the world right here on Planet Shakers. Come on, Planet Uni. You will not be anxious. You will not be worried. Planet Uni, I need you to give God a high praise over your year. This is going to be the best year of studies for you. Lift your hands and get ready. This year you're going to excel. One, two, three, praise Him, go! Every lecture, every assignment, every exam, God's gonna give you the power. Wow! Right, you grab your seat, 18 minutes for us to soar. Band, I should let you go so I can actually preach. Yeah, band, you can go. Pastor Scott, stay with me for a little bit. We gotta get this plane to take off. Isaiah 40:31. It says, those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him will gain new strength. I know about you, I need new strength for this year. The challenges are big, the pressure's higher. The needs are big. The world is crying out for help. I'm going to need some new strength to deal with the challenges that are in our world. Some of you, your strength is going to change. The strength that got you till now is going to change tonight. You're going to get new strength tonight in His presence, and it's going to give you the power and the ability to soar above the atmospheres this year. Those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up, mount up their wings, and rise up close to God. This is the year you're going to get close to God. Some of you may not even know God or understand Him, but you're going to get close to Him. In fact, He's drawing close to you even before you even know Him. That's how you landed here, is that God was already drawing you so that you could be close to Him this year. For those of you who've traveled from overseas to study, God's going to be your source of help. God's going to be your comfort. God's going to be your strength. He's going to sustain you this year. You're going to find power as you draw close to Him. And like the eagle, we're going to rise toward the sun. The Bible says they will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. You know what that means? Is that God's going to give you rhythm. God's going to give you pace. You're not going to burn out. Because He's going to tell you when to run. He's going to tell you when to sit down. He's going to tell you when to step back. He's going to tell you when to just go for it. He says we're going to run and not grow weary. We're going to walk and not faint. There's going to be times you're going to have to walk, Planet Uni. Just take it easy. Take it easy, man. Just walk it out with God. But when God says run, you run. See, God is going to give you strength, and He's also going to give you rhythm. He's not going to overwhelm us. I have a teenager who's doing some online schooling, and I tell you, the subjects, I'm just looking at it, I'm getting overwhelmed. But I told him last night, I said, son, because now I don't even talk to him, I have to text my son in the same house. I say, son, walk step by step. He's going to help you. Can I encourage you, son? I know I'm talking to his son or daughter. I'm a dad. Can I encourage you? Your Father in heaven is going to walk with you this year. Whether you're a uni student or whether you're a business owner working in the marketplace, God is going to tell you when to run. He's going to give you rhythm. He's going to give you pace. And He's also going to give you places to rest. You're going to find the best places to have coffee. If you're a uni student here, you're going to have the best place to chill out. You're in the best city. God's going to look after you. He's going to tell you when to walk, when to run. But He promises us it'll give us new strength. We will not be weary and we will not grow tired. Amen. We're going to soar this year. And the first thing, if we want to soar, is that we have to learn how to wait on God. Anybody love waiting? No one. Anybody love the drive-thru McDonald's? Some of them. Anybody love waiting in the drive-thru? No. It's the drive-thru for a reason. It's a drive-thru, not wait. I was in a drive-thru KFC on the way here. Hey, let's go. And we'll... these guys will go through the drive-thru again tonight. And hopefully the service is quick. We're in a generation where things are not quick enough now. You go to the drive-thru and they say, wait. And then they say, park up. And I go, what's the point of the drive-thru? Come on, man. We're meant to have the order now. See, if we're not careful, we will let the world train us how not to wait on God. See, we're going to get strength in the wait. We're going to get power in the wait. We're going to get answers in the wait. Here's the meaning of wait in the Bible. The literal meaning is to bind together like a cord, or the twisting or the winding of a strand of cord or a rope. Ever seen a rope that's created with these strands woven together until it's tight? And come on, this is the picture that God is saying. If you wait on me this year, what's going to happen? I'm going to pour my love into you. Strands of His love. Woven around your mind and emotions until you are tight with God. Come on now. Come on, I don't know. This is tight. Anybody use that language anymore? Sorry, I'm from the 90s. We're tight. Tight means God is not going to let me go. See, when we wait on God, God is going to tie you to Him so close that His love is going to sustain you. The Bible says His perfect love drives out all fear. Anybody want to get close with God this year? I said, if you desire your heart to get close with Him, He's going to get so close to you this year. Come on, He's going to pour His love into your heart so that you will be unbreakable in 2024. This is the year we wait on God and become strong with God. The figurative meaning of wait is the process of making a rope by the twisting and weaving thin threads together to form the rope. You see, God's going to take us through a process this year where every time you come into a service, every time you attend Urban Life Group or you come to Mighty Men Conference or whatever meetings we have, what's going to happen is that God's going to pour in until you are so united with God that the atmospheres of the world will not pull your faith down. Everything in this world is pulling our faith down, but God says the same power that rose Christ from the grave, come on, is available to those who believe. Any believers here? Any believers here? That's the prerequisite for lift. I said that's the prerequisite for going up, is to believe that Jesus rose from the grave. Come on, lift your hands and say, God, I'm believing for the resurrection power to come into my life this year and lift me above all my fears, all my doubts. Come on, give God a praise right now. This is the year you saw. Come on, come on, praise again. Praise above the atmosphere. See, we're gonna wait. We're gonna wait in prayer. We're gonna wait in the presence. You know, right now, as you're waiting in the presence of God, God is renewing your strength supernaturally. I remember when I was attending Bible college in New Zealand, and my life was a mess. I graduated from university, and no doors opened for me except for a Bible college opportunity. So I signed up for Bible college for a year, and I came across this guy. His name is Sergei Sagata from Ethiopia. He had radically saved in Egypt. He was a 6 foot something, a pro basketball player in Ethiopia, and refugee in Egypt, and had a salvation encounter with God. And he comes to New Zealand, and we meet in Bible college, and I would see him pray. And every time he prayed, waiting on God, he would always have miracles. Anybody jealous? I know we're not meant to be jealous, but anybody jealous that some Christians just pray and miracles happen for them? So, oh, it's just me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I was going, man, I want that. I want to experience that kind of power. So I went up to Sagan and said, hey, Sagan, God, I want to pray. I want to learn how to pray. How do you pray? He says, pick me up 5 o'clock in the morning every Saturday. I didn't want that answer. I didn't want to wake up that early. I'm not a morning person. But I every Saturday morning for that year in Bible college, I would pick him up and we'd go climb these hills. And Saturday morning for a year, we would pray. And I remember being on top of the hills in Wellington, New Zealand. I would point in every direction and prophesy my future. I'd start prophesying that God will use me in the nations. God's going to raise me up. God's going to heal my family. God's going to restore me. I tell you, everything was dysfunctional in my life, but I started waiting on God, waiting in prayer. Every Saturday morning for a year, I had no idea that 7 years later, I'd be here in Planet Shakers. Had no idea there was a church called Planet Shakers. Come on now, some of you are going to prophesy your future this year in the presence of God while you're in Urban Life Group, while you're in Uni Central. Come on, God is about to release His power this year as you wait in His presence. You know what? I feel like I'm still riding the wave of that whole year of praying. See, we've got to wait in His, we have to learn to wait in the presence of God, wait in worship. He's going to give you answers in His presence. He's going to give you new strength in His presence. Luke 24:49. The instructions were, I'm going to send you. This is Jesus to the disciples, says, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When we learn to wait on God, power always comes. Let me say that again. When we choose to wait on God, power always turns up. I love waiting in the presence of God until the power turns up. I'm so hungry to wait in the presence until the power turns up. Some of you are going to have encounters this year, and the power is going to turn up in your apartment. It's going to turn up in your home. It's going to turn up while you're on campus. It's going to turn up while you're in the train or the tram, while you're traveling, as you wait on God and say, God, I'm hungry this year. Or I feel hunger rising in this room right now. As your hunger goes up, God's going to respond with His power. He said, wait in the city. Wait. Power from on high is coming. I declare over us tonight, power from on high is coming your way this year. God's about to pour new power into you to soar like you never been before, higher at another level of faith. But it's going to take some waiting ability to wait on God. Some of us have been waiting on dreams to take off. Some of us have been waiting on promises. But there are due seasons in God, and I sense that tonight due season is up. Come on now, your due season is now. Some of you have been waiting for a miracle, and tonight God says, I'm going to answer it with power right here. I'm going to give you power to see the fulfillment of my promises. Some of you watching online right now, as you're waiting and you're watching, this is God's perfect timing for you to soar. The reason why some doors don't open is because we don't have the power from on high. But as we wait on God, God is going to give us power to go above the atmospheres of doubt, fear, and unbelief. We have to wait on Him. Second thing is that as we wait, power is going to come. We're going to mount up with power. See, I trained as a pilot in New Zealand and got saved in the middle of my pilot training. And when we take off, it's the best feeling in the world is when you power up the engine. You have to have enough power to create airflow over the wings. See, the law of lift only happens when there's power thrust creating an airflow over the wings. Now, the wings are designed to lift, but if there's no power, there's no airflow. You see, God has given us the picture of an eagle because we've been designed by God to fly. I said, we've been designed by God not to be under the atmospheres. But this year, as you lift your hands in praise and in worship, power is going to be generated. Come on now. Every time you lift your hands, power has been generated. Every time you pray, power has been generated. Every time you open up the scriptures, power has been generated. Come on, someone give God a praise and power up. Go. Come on, if you know what you're doing, you're generating power right now. Clap. Clap over your dream. Clap over your health. Praise over your finances. Come on, praise over your anxiety. Worship over your fear. Power is coming right now as you're lifting hands. Come on, someone shout over the atmosphere and generate power. Power, power, power. The power of God is generated right now. You see, when a pilot cannot pull the controls back for it to lift until the power creates the right speed. It's called takeoff speed. If you pull too early, you're either going to stall or it won't lift. See, some of us are trying to lift ourselves up without the power. But I feel the power of God here today. What's about to happen in the next 5 minutes is that power is going to come upon you from on high. You're going to have strength back. You're going to run again. Come on. Some of you lost some strength in the last couple of years. You're about to run again. And I don't know when it's going to happen. And God's going to say, it's time to take off. Come on, stop pulling. Come on. Some of you are going to grab the controls and start lifting your dream. Come on now. Some of you, I don't know when it's going to happen, but when the power is at its maximum and you've got the right acceleration, come on, your dream is going to be ready to lift off. I don't know when that happens, but you're going to have some faith. You're going to have some faith and step out. Come on and step out. This is the year you step out with your dream. This is the year you step out, come on, with what God is telling you. We are going to encounter God over and over this year until you have enough power to lift off. Amen? He says, if we're going to mount up like wings of eagles, wow, mount up and rise above the atmospheres of this world. Acts 1:8, we're almost done. Worship team can get ready. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. University student, you don't just need education, you need revelation. God will give you revelation for your studies. God will give you revelation how to study. God is going to give you revelation. God is going to give you supernatural understanding. God is going to open up your mind to innovation and creativity. God's going to drop a business idea that could potentially change the world. God's going to drop innovation and creative ideas while you're in the presence of God. Some of you are going to astound your lecturers this year. Come on, Planet Uni. I said some of you are going to astound your lecturers this year. I need someone with faith in this room to go get it. Some of you are going to astound your lecturers this year. They're going to say, how did you get this idea? God, come on now. Come on now. Does anybody want to go there? Does anybody want to do the impossible? You're going to do the supernatural this year. See, God's going to lift you up above all the noise and you're going to hear things at another level. He says you'll receive power, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit power comes upon you. Are you ready to worship, man? I'm ready to take off. I don't know what's inside of your heart, but whatever you're dreaming up and what are you believing for, it's about to take off. Get ready. It's take off time, man. It's take off. Ephesians 1, 18 to 21 says that we have access to the same power that rose Christ from the dead and has seated us in the heavenly places. As we enter into a ministry time of worship, what you're going to feel is not hype. It's not just music. You're going to feel something lift inside of you. Here's a couple of things I felt God say is going to lift. For some of you, your mind is going to lift, which means your thoughts are going to be higher. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You're going to think above the noise. Some of us, our emotions are going to lift. God did not design you to be emotionally depleted. The Bible says, praise the Lord, oh my soul. God created you with a soul to be full of joy, full of love, full of peace. I don't know what the enemy did to block your soul, but tonight God's going to pour His love into your soul. And things are going to lift, even emotionally. You're going to get up tomorrow morning and you'll have the emotional strength to face your day.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.